Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst as we greet all the listeners at Radio Pulpit. Our scripture reading, Luke chapter 9, sizofunda from verse 51, siqhubeke ukuya enzansi nalo. Lifundeka kanje leli lizwi, Luke chapter 9. Reading from verse 51. As the time approached for him to be taken to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem, and he sent messengers on ahead, who went into Samaria village to get things ready for him. But the people there did not welcome him, because he was heading for Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven to destroy them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they went to another village. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus replied, "Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He said to one another, "Follow me." But the man replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one puts his hand to a plow and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God." Silibonge izwi likaNkulunkulu. Namhlanje ngithanda ukuleya ifoundation before singena kwimessage yethu yanamhlanje. According to what lento engifundayo is ukuthi uJesu Kristo, it was after 40 days. I mean, it was between 40 days period ye resurrection ne ascension. Angithi siyazi ukuthi between the resurrection and the ascension it was 40 days. And now the Bible tells us ukuthi bese kuyisikhathi sokuthi anyukele ezulwini. Now njengomuntu ofrequenta iIsrael, it gives a clear picture ukuthi iroute owayithatha uJesu ukusuka eGalilee in the north efokase ukuya buyela eJerusalem, ngoba eJerusalem kula izinto bezenzeka khona, especially makufika endaweni yokubethelela kwakhe nokunyuka kwakhe ekunyukela ezulwini, naleyo ukuthi uma ezobuya uJerusalem ekuprofethwe ngalo, zonke izinto zenzeka khona. And uzubone khona lapha eJerusalem kunomnyango owavalwa owaprofesaya in the Old Testament. Nanamhlanje lo mnyango usavaliwe ababhiliva ukuthi uJesu makebuya uzongena ngayo. Yilo mnyango angena ngawo makangena eJerusalem. And kwaprofethwa-ke ukuthi uzovalwa, uzobuye uvulwe uma ebuya. And khona lapho manje at the present moment, lelo gate kubizwa ukuthi East Gate. And even naba amanye ama-religion, I believe ukuthi lo mnyango lo ubalulekile ngani ngoba bavele bayokwakha amangcwaba lapho benzela ukuthi uJesu makebuya ngokwengqondo yabo bayithatha lento literally ukuthi manje bamvalela indlela. Manje angikho lapho ke bangcwele, ngikhuluma manje ukuthi ngibheke iroute uJesu Kristo elikhuluma ngayo kule chapter. Iroute yakhe wadlula lapho make esuka eGalilee, wadlula eJezreel. IJezreel Valley siyakhumbula it's a place namhlanje uma kukhulunywa ngeJezreel Valley kwaIsrael ikhulunywa as the basket of Israel. Ngani? Ngoba indawo enothile kakhulu, kutshalwe yonke into ehamba yothengiswa emamakethe akwaIsrael. Kodwa in the Old Testament iJezreel leyo siyakhumbula ukuthi kwakunesivini sikaNaboth. Manje, along that area again lies the range of the mountain, which is Mount Carmel. We know the story of Elijah in that area. And the border ya lapo is Mount Gilbo. We know the story lapo ska Jonathani no baba wake uSauli la ukuthi babulawela khona. Therefore, uJesu Kristo uyiroute to reach iSamaria. ngani mawusuke eGalilee uhamba ngalo route uricha iSamaria and makazo richa iSamaria lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu he send the messengers ngaphambili ukuthi atshele abantu in that village to prepare things for him. Manje ngithanda ukuthi ke the Bible doesn't specify ukuthi exactly what things they should have prepared. Ngoba siyakhumbula ukuthi noma uJesu Kristo eyongena kuyodliwa imthendeleko wathumela abantu ngaphambili ukuthi kuyopreparewa itafule for nge last supper. Manje kwanamhlanje the Bible doesn't mention exactly what is this that he was abantu abathumela. Were they from abafundi bakhe or were they from the other place, Samaria? But he sent people forward to go and prepare. But what we know, Bangwele, indaba ye preparation, ukuthi this is the attribute of the kingdom. Ngoba naku Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 liyasitshela ukuthi God prepared us in advance to do good works. Lapha ku 1 Peter 3:15 it advises to be always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks to give the answer irizini ye hope yetu. Ku Luke chapter 3 ku verse 4 siyathola bangcwele ukuthi nalapho kukhulunywa ngepreparation uma uJohn the Baptist eprepara indlela yokuza kukaJesu. KuJohn 14:13 nakhona siyathola ukuthi uJesu Kristo wakhuluma ukuthi ngiyahamba to go and prepare the place for you. Uyabona kumaJuda even nanamhlanje iFriday kubo is a day of preparation. Njengoba nakuJesu uma ihenga esiphambanweni on a Friday, kwadingeka ukuthi athulwe ahamba yofakwa engcwatsheni ngama it was a day of preparation. Manje kuLuke chapter 22 kuverse 8 to 13. UJesu Kristu siyakhumbula iSaint Peter and John to make a preparation the part over njengoba sisho. Manje even now as we are given a mandate bangcwele yizwi likaNkulunkulu uma uJesu esinikeza a mandate to go and preach the word, to go and preach the gospel to everyone, it's because uNkulunkulu as we are preaching the word to everyone, God wants us to prepare the hearts of the people ukuze bakwazi ukuthi uma lifika ivangeli kubo bakwazi ukulamukela. Ngoba uma ufika emntwini ungazange waprepare, angazange waprepare bangcwele esikhathini esiningi umuntu uyalirejecta ivangeli. Kuyenzeka ukuthi ufike emntwini ushumayele lo muntu angafuni ukuvuma. Why? Because inhliziyo yakhe is not yet prepared. But kuze omnye umuntu after wena sodlulile ekwalile, then make fika omnye umuntu bese ayamukela lento. Many times akayamukeli ngoba kuqala ukuzwa ngaye lo muntu ayakamukele kulo. Many times olamukela ngoba kwaba khona baze ngaphambili beyoprepare inhliziyo yakhe ngokushumayela ivangeli ukuthi manje mase kuza omunye ezoshumayela, the ground of his heart is being prepared. Bese bangcwele ngithanda ukubuza iquestion namhlanje kimi nawe, how many people esiba preparayo ngokuthi sishumayele ivangeli kubo? Ngoba this is was the mandate uJesu Kristo asinikeze yona to go and preach. Uze uthi Jesu, lo I will be with you until the ends of the age. Romans chapter 10:14 iquestion lithi how can they believe in the one they've not heard about without us preaching the word. Bese ku 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, and God has been the one making the seed to grow. Manje, there's a thing, bangwele, ekudingeka ukuthi siyazi. Njengoba sifundile leli lizwi laphayana, ukuthi kwenzekile ukuthi uma uJesu Kristu ongena eSamaria lithi leli lizwi ithe mabe azange bavume ukumamukela uJesu eSamaria. Manje ngithanda ukuthi kwanamhlanje that village ayekuyo is not the very village eyalomfazi womSamaria. Ngoba liyasho ukuthi lapho ithe mabem reject uJesu, he went to another village. But manje nayo indaba bangcwele, itopic ye message yethu ukuthi be prepared to face excuses. Uma uyoshumayela ivangeli, be prepared to face excuses. Ngoba manje uma sibheka abafundi laba uJames noJohn lapha kuverse 53 wakhona, lithi uma bebona aba bangalamukeli lithi but the people there did not welcome them because he was heading for Jerusalem. Manje lapho bangcwele, the reason yokuthi bangamamukela uJesu because he was heading for Jerusalem. Siyakhumbula lapho kuJohane chapter 4 umenza idiscussion nomfazi womSamaria ukuthi the concern was about the Mount Gerasen and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Ukuthi manje laba balana they believe ukuthi bazwakala ngcono uma bekhuleka kuMount Gerasem. Abase Jerusalem, they believed ukuthi bazakala ngcono uma bekuMount Mount Temple bekhuleka khona. Kula uJesu Kristo wenza idiscussion nomfazi womSamaria ekhuleka ukuthi manje uNkulunkulu is not more about the temple, Mount Temple, it's not more about Mount Gerasem. God is doing a new thing. Ngoba uNkulunkulu is sending the Holy Spirit. And now the thing that is going to happen, God is a spirit, and those all who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth, for God seeketh thou. Manje kwanamhlanje, uma bengamamukela uJesu, ngoba lithizwi because he was heading for Jerusalem. This was all about a doctrine, which is still happening even nowadays. Abantu, if you come with the word, as long you're not from their church, as long you don't speak the same doctrine, they will always make excuses. They will always bangcwele bangakuzwa kahle. Manje imessage yami namhlanje ukuthi namhlanje bangcwele, it's no more about Mount Temple, it's no more about Mount Gerasen, but the message is about the Mount of Calvary. And the title of our message today is be prepared to face ama excuses. Lana uma befacea ama excuses alabantu abangazange bamamukela kule village yase Samaria, siyathola izwi kaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uJohn noJames into abayenza lapha kuverse 54 wakhona kuLuke 9, bathi kuJesu Kristo yehlusa umlilo ushise laba bantu ngani, ngoba bafuna ukulamukela ivangeli. Bazalwane, ivangeli lethu akusile ivangeli lamanye ama religion athi uma ungafuna ukumamukela they kill you. Bakuforced ukuthi umamukele le religion yabo. Ivangeli lethu akusilona lelo vangeli. Ivangeli lethu akusilona ivangeli lokuthi silwe uma bethuka uJesu. Asimlweli. Sifana nalapha yana kwincwadi yamaJudges. Uma uGideon ekhuluma nalabanye bezinye izizwe, wathi uNkulunkulu lo wena uBhali, why kufanele nimlwele? Ngoba uma enguNkulunkulu kufanele ayilwele. Manje nathi uma sometimes bemthuka uJesu bangcwele, we don't have to take an offense. Ngani? Ngoba naye bamthuke ephila engeke ahambi. And uJesu shilo wathi ivangeli liyaba offend abantu. Li ushilo wathi liyilitshe legumbi, abanye bazolamukela, abanye lizobakhuba. Uma abantu bengalamukeli ivangeli, you don't have to be offended. You've got to be prepared for ama excuses. Ngithanda bangcwele, before we go further, I would like to tell you a testimony eyami. Ngase ngamamukela uJesu SCM mangikhula, but ithe masengikhula ukubona ukuthi awusalandeli lento, kukhona umama wayezile ezongilanda ukuthi sihambe siye enkonzweni. Ngangiloku ngibeka ama-excuses ukuthi hey, ngenza ama-washing Sunday, angilasikhathi wonke ama-excuses. People will make excuses, but at the same time, those excuses bangcwele, they must not discourage you. Kungani? Kungoba umhlabathi wenhliziyo yakhe awukakalungeli ukuthi lifike izwi. Ngani? Ngoba nezwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi ukuze abantu baye kuJesu uNkulunkulu uyena obadrowa kuye uNkulunkulu uyena othambisa inhliziyo zabo ukuthi ivangeli lize lifinyelele ngani ngoba even 2 Corinthians 4:4 lithi uSatan uphuphuthekise ingqondo zabantu ukuze ukukhanya kwevangeli kungasi. And that does not mean you must give up. Even with families ethu, we must not give up angcwele. Ukuthi manje ama families ethu abayizwa kahle lento evangeli. We've got to keep on praying for them. We don't have to sibahlisela umlilo. Njengaba laba abazama ukuthi umlilo wehliswe, bashiswe ngoba abezwa kahle. Many times namhlanje siyazi ukuthi ngoba siboni ngasolinye sometimes i-relationship yethu nama-families wethu ayikho right ngenxa yaloko, but it does not mean we've got to hate them. It does not mean we've got to stop praying for them. We've got to pray for them until kuse kubo. Kungoba ubulembu ophuphuthekisa ingqondo zabo abukakasuswa kubo. Nathi senzele umusa. Leli vangeli lungumusa bangcwele. Uma lingakafikelele abanye, masingaposti ngalo. Yiko lokhu isikwaNkulunkulu lithi sisindiswe ngomusa ukuze singaposti. Manje already uJames and John wabalibala imfundiso uJesu abanikeza zona kuMatthew 10 kuverse 14. UJesu wabanikeza ukuthi uma nifika endaweni lingamukelwa ivangeli, dustani idust from your feet. Nisuke kulondawo. UJesu wayengaminisha ukuthi the people there, they are being cursed. Ngoba uJesu never come to judge, but he have come to save. But when Jesus talks about shaking the dust from their feet, it takes us back to Genesis 3:14, where God told the serpent that it will eat the dust all the days of its life. Manje, we know what it has to do with the enemy. Ophuphuthekise ingqondo zabantu. That is why uJesu Kristu ethi, shake that dust. Gugu enyaweni zenu. Ngani ngoba, it is the enemy. Ngoba waqalekiswa. And the litis, 2 Corinthians 4:4, tells us the devil blinded the mind of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel. Manje, kudingeka ukuthi singayeki to pray for the people. Kudingeka ukuthi siye si expect ukuthi there will be excuses, but those excuses must not be the reason for us ukuthi hayi ngathi abezwa mina ngiyabayekela. No, singabayekeli. Let us continue to pray for them. One day we have seen people beza bathi uyazi sengisindisiwe mina ngikhuluma emsebenzini wami bebengimokha bengiphilisa kabi for 3 solid years. But I used to cry. Ngani? Ngoba bangcwele siyakhumbula ukuthi Isaiah 53 verse 3 no Jesu Kristu lithi he was rejected. And then ku John chapter 1 verse 11 lithi he came to his own but his own did not receive him, but those who received him he gave them the right to be called the children of God. Manje kuyenzeka ukuthi bangcwele singamukeleki. Manje ngithanda ukuthi I message yam is to prepare you for the excuses, but those excuses must not be the reason yokuthi ungabuyeli khona, must not be the reason for you to curse them, must not be the reason for us not to pray for them. We've got to pray for them and believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu there is something azoyenza empilweni zabo. uNkulunkulu bangcwele asenze kahle. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle. Let us keep on preaching the word, having been prepared not to ukuthi we'll face excuses, but this is not ukuthi sime lapho. Kufanele siqhubeke sibakhulekele, siqhubeke sibuyele kubo. Ngelinye ilanga bona bazoza kuwe bathi uyazi lento wayikhuluma bengakuzwa kahle, kodwa namhlanje ngikuzwile. uNkulunkulu sekevule indlebe zabo zikamoya, wavula namehlo abo kamoya, wavula nenhliziyo zabo, ngoba wena uma uyokokuqala kusuke kunodongo olukhulu. As you are speaking the word, uphusha lolu donga. As you are speaking the word, uphusha lolu ozayo uyothola wena so wenzile umsebenzi. uNkulunkulu asenze kahle, asipha amandla ukuthi singakhathali ukulishumayela leli vangeli nokubakhulekela abantu kungekakhanyela kuleli vangeli ngegama Jesus was in Nazareth. Amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012 0800 334 1222, or WhatsApp us on 0674297564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.